Test, test, 1, 2.
Hello.
Sound good?
Yeah, we in there.
Stop sweating on fucking mic.
Tis the season.
Bro, it is getting hot.
It's hot today already.
Yeah. So, anything new happened? No, just went.
Whatever do you mean?
No. Heard any new interesting music lately?
Maybe. I think we all have.
Bro. I'm going to try not to be Mr. Angry Man. Because apparently we live in the dumbest era of all time. Dumbest fucking era of all time. Mm-hmm. What's the Jay-Z line? Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? Somebody made a point I never thought about the other day. They were like, a lot of the things we're seeing, like online, are because of reading comprehension being at its lowest.
I mean, that definitely makes sense.
Like, that's why, like, on Twitter, when people be like, Twitter's, like, the classic quote, Twitter is the only place where you can be like, I don't like pancakes, and somebody be like, what you got against waffles? like, people don't understand anything. Mm-hmm. And so they think everybody is being combative about every single thing.
Yep.
And it makes discourse about, like, music awful.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear what the fuck y'all have to think about things. Like, especially if you're not informed or you're not willing to budge on a lot of different things.
I feel like people just really, more than anything, people just want to, they want a presence on social media so bad that they are just loud and wrong. Like, people just be talking. People won't smoke sometimes. Like,
and they ain't ready for the smoke. Like, people be trying to, like, force the issue, like, about everything. Like, you ain't got, everything ain't a hill to die on. Why y'all make this shit annoying?
Like, we can't just have conversations no more. Right. Everything is an argument. We're in a toxic relationship with social media.
Absolutely.
So bad. And it's just only getting worse.
And it makes it hard to discuss art with these fucking idiots. But we're going to try to discuss art amongst ourselves, because at least I know you're smart.
People don't know how to be objective.
No. And even if, like, the other thing is, like, even if you're a fan of somebody, they equate being a fan of somebody as being a dick rider. Like, no, it's a difference between being a fan, a stan, and a delusional person. Mm. You could be an objective fan.
It's a thin line between stan and delusional.
Oh, it's a very thin line. It's like, yeah, so thin that you couldn't balance on that line. And I say that honestly as a stan of multiple people. But I try to be objective. I'm a Hove stan, but Jay-Z has made music I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm a Beyonce stan. She has made very little music I don't like. But... And I am a former stan of Redacted. Who
also has made very little music we don't like.
Yeah, but he done made a lot of life decisions that I can't even be a fan of him at this point.
True.
And both of us are very big Kendrick stans. Like, I think from, like, jump, we both lean towards Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And Hell, we talked about Mr. Morale not being like our favorite album.
I think Mr. Morale is my least favorite Kendrick album, easily.
Yeah. But I did go back and listen to it. It's not a bad album by any means.
No, it's not. It's not a bad album.
It's just that nigga was clearly going to therapy.
I think it was too emotionally evocative. It was dark.
Very dark. That's why I don't go back and listen to that album. To Pimp a Butterfly is very dark.
Yeah.
But it's just done so artistically well that I like it.
I feel like To Pimp a Butterfly was definitely more lyrical than Mr. Morale. I don't know. I cannot find the right like phrase or word for the reason Mr. Morale was just too much for me.
That nigga was clearly working on himself and was facing his demons head on. And then plus, I've been consistent with this. I do not like double albums. Mm. If he had made Mr. Morale into one album, like one disc, I probably would like it better. But anyway. So in this whole beef thing, Drake fans, to be very specifically, have a lack of musical knowledge that has become annoying. And they've also been allowing Drake to try to force whatever narrative he wants. And then plus, I've also noticed the hip hop blogs are clearly on OVO payroll. Like Academics and all them cats.
Oh my God, of course.
Like, I hate Academics. I hate Academics so bad.
I don't see how he still has a name for himself.
It's because these young kids don't see a lame ass nigga that us older people see. Like, we're slightly older than Academics. Academics clearly got his ass beat in high school. Because we, like, our generation, we're the last, like, bullying generation.
Yeah.
If Academics went to Buckhorn High School, he would have got his ass kicked. He talk a little bit too much.
He talk too much and can't never back none of it up.
Did you see that video of him sparring?
No. Is it on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Don't make me put Academics in my search bar.
It messes up your algorithm if you do it. That's why you can't afford to be messy on Twitter.
Literally.
Like, you search Academics once and it's like Beetlejuice. Or my favorite thing that's been happening on Twitter, where people are using the Scooby-Doo witch doctor meme, where it's going...
Oh, yeah.
Especially when people are talking about literal voodoo and just dying laughing.
I've been seeing that meme used in a lot of situations.
Like you'll see people be like, I ran into this fine ass person at the store. I wonder if I can them in my life. But yeah, so this beef has been going on. I'm planning on dropping what we recorded last week that I got my feels and I wasn't able to finish until the other day. I'm planning on dropping that the same day I'm dropping this. But, so from when y'all last heard from us, Drake had dropped Push-Ups, which is a good track. I ain't going front. And then he dropped that AI-assisted Abomination.
Yep.
And I thought that shit was whack as hell. But, yeah.
I can't find the video.
If I find out, I'll send it to you later. Okay. That nigga can't fight. That shit is wild.
We know he can't fight.
We knew it, but to see it in action and be like, oh, you get your ass whooped for real.
He just doesn't even, first of all, he doesn't even have the fucking vocabulary wherewithal to even debate anybody. And also, I know you ain't got no hands.
It's also a dead giveaway when you be talking to women crazy.
You exerting too much masculinity.
Because like real like positive masculinity, you're not gonna talk to women a wild kind of way.
No.
Like I'm not talking about like trying to holler at a woman or whatever. I'm talking about like calling women out their name, like random women out their name and just doing suckerific shit. That nigga is clearly a bitch. Speaking of bitches, the king of bitches, Drake, has been trying to control the narrative the entire time. Like after he dropped push-ups and then he dropped that abomination after it, he was trying to be like his fans start doing the counting. It's been one day since Kendrick Lamar hasn't responded. Like it didn't take him 3 weeks to respond. But anyway, as they kept doing that shit, I just started getting angrier and angrier.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I hope when Kendrick drop, it's like an atomic bomb. I knew it was going to be like, it wasn't going to be an end all be all. But I was like, I hope he hit that nigga in his fucking face.
Do you feel like he did that?
Absolutely. Bro, once again, Monday night, after I got off, is when I finished editing last week's pod. Mm-hmm. So I was up to like 4 o'clock in the morning. And since, like I've been saying, I'm on second shift, I woke up around noon. When I woke up, I was getting, this is how much of a hip hop nerd I am. I was getting notifications from a Reddit page, Kendrick responded. Like, and I was like, oh shit. Waking up to beef is amazing when it ain't beef with you. Like, when you ain't waking up to Bird starting some shit and tagging you.
I swear, you either waking up to it or going to bed.
It's like, this nigga don't sleep. But, I got up, I went in the living room, and I hooked my phone up Bluetooth, I hit that YouTube link, and it started, and I'm like, okay, let's go. That first part that didn't make no sense when I listened, I was like, what the fuck is this? But I knew it was like, this nigga got layers, whatever. He started talking that Mr. Morale voice. I'm like, he about to go in. And then he got, it was like the 50-second mark. And he was like, don't tell no lies about me, and I won't tell no truth about you. And that beat switch, nigga, I wish I could like put into a vowel the spike in my excitement. Endorphins when that beat switched.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, oh, hey, let's fucking go. And then he was making them alien noises. I'm like, let's go. And then he started going in and I'm just like, okay. And he's just ramping up. And then by the time he got to the, is it the braids? And I was like,
because we have all been asking that question.
He was going in, and then he's dropping so much information at the times. I'm like, I've been listening to this multiple times. And then when he got to the part talking about him raising his son and be like, you know nothing about that, and like goes off. And then the part also that was my favorite was when he was like, what did he say? Well, he basically made it to be like, this is about hate. I hate the way that you walk. I hate the way that you talk. Like, I'm like, this nigga hates this man for real, for real. And I love that because I hate Drake for real, for real.
And he's standing up in it.
And then, all right, for this conversation's sake, understand that I do respect Drake as one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kendrick, I don't respect nothing about Drake as a man at all.
Yeah, no.
I don't like the way he moves about anything, and he's a bitch. A bitch that can rap, but a bitch, and a bitch is a bitch.
I don't see how people, for one, it's a 6-minute song. We have to start there.
Right.
And I feel like that is a move in itself because he knows how to get this to the niggas that it's for.
Right.
Because it's not a lot of niggas that's going to listen to a 6-minute song. Not thoroughly and not actually break down everything that he's saying. And the beat changes and the different flows and the...
And the samples.
The backwards cryptic message. Like,
bro, when I heard that Teddy P sample, I was like, oh, this is about to go in. Niggas is talking about, like, this how I know niggas don't listen to music. They were like, oh, he's talking over that jazz music. You don't know Teddy Pendergrass, nigga? What kind? Who raised
these niggas? Wasn't raised right.
Right,
these
right.
Niggas wasn't raised right.
Teddy P? You don't know Teddy P? And then, also, that song is black as fuck. Like, black as fuck. But yeah. All right, so a 6-minute song, that layered and everything, and you got people listening to it for one time being like, nah, that shit trash. Nigga, it's no way you can
listen. You didn't get it. You didn't get it.
No.
But the thing about these critics, quote unquote, allegedly, be doing is also, like we said, biased. But I feel like on top of it just being biased, like some of these niggas really do attempt to listen to these people's music that they know that they already don't like, and they go into it with these hate colored glasses. Like,
yeah.
These people don't even give it a full chance. They just already know that they want to come out and say that the shit was trash, but then they have like no context or anything to back it up or any like valid reason. It's just like, yeah, you listen once and just was like, oh yeah, fuck this, because shit went over your head more than likely.
And then like I do this, like I like, that's why I like to ask people, what did you not like about it? What did you literally not like about it?
I've seen a lot of niggas be like, oh, it was just light, it was too light, it wasn't heavy enough,
he didn't reveal any information we didn't know. This nigga ain't doing a fucking tell-all.
That's not what beef is about, though.
This shit is so simple. Like, I mean, it's complex and layered, but it's so simple on just this. I don't care. Kendrick said, you the only one worried about being famous. He's saying, fuck all this other shit. On just the strength of character, you are not a person that I would ever look for validation from.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you do, the women you fucking date, and I seen a lot of people misconstrue a lot of things that Kendrick said. For one, when he was like, the women you date are not real women. And I've seen people be like, is that transphobic? Or other things, but no. What it is good old fashioned slut shaming. He's saying the women you around are whores and pass around.
Yep.
And you're having children with them, and you're hanging with young women. He didn't go too far on it, but he also said the thing about pacify and almost was like winked at the camera. Like, everything that's a measure of a man to Kendrick, Drake is nowhere close to that.
He's almost the opposite.
And then I've also seen a lot of biracials getting their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't saying Drake ain't black because he's biracial or because he's mixed race. He's saying Drake ain't black because Drake ain't black. Drake. Not because he's biracial.
Yeah.
But because Drake.
Yeah.
Tries to appropriate every part of blackness whenever he sees fit to it and then drops it.
Yeah.
And that's not what culture is. That's not black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Yeah, that famous line, like, spot the fuck on. Because the proof is in the fucking pudding. Like, Drake does all these, like, I don't want to say publicity stunt, but publicity stunt adjacent things, like
wearing the Compton
the fashion that he chooses,
the barrettes,
always posting pictures of his hair and his braids and shit, and
the duck lips, and talking about his plane and all this other shit,
doing these interviews.
Combination.
Like, you want to be in the light so bad. The fake abs thing.
That shit is the funniest.
You want to be a bad bitch so bad.
Right. And that's why that sexy red line was so fucking funny.
And it's just like, damn, nigga, if you was actually more worried about your craft
and preserving the culture,
you wouldn't be so loud as you are in this social world.
He wants the validation of us because he ain't us. And that's why his bitch ass fucking fans like him too, because they ain't us.
I think he also is using validation from his black listeners to still dig into and dip out of black culture when he wants to and when he don't want to.
Yeah. And it's obvious. And it's, that's why, like, on push-ups when he was talking about, I did think it was a clever line when he talked about Kendrick doing a verse from Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. You know why Kendrick can do a verse from Maroon 5 or Taylor Swift? Because he's authentic. Drake, if he got on one of those pop princess songs, would look just like them. You know why? Because he's them. He's not us.
Yeah.
And that ain't because he light-skinned, and that ain't because he biracial. It's because he's not authentically in the culture.
Yeah.
He is a culture vulture. He's good at rapping, but the principles and elements of blackness, he clearly doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
What verse has Drake made talking about racism, institutionalized racism, or his experience as a black man growing up in this world? The only one I could think of is where he says, talk about his dad is like typical black American story.
Mm-hmm. Boo-hoo, sad story, black American dad story.
Right.
That's it.
15 years of music. We can only point to that. We literally had,
like, talk about that. If since you're so black, right? Relate to us.
He can't. He can just hop on a wave of what's popping and look like he's part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
but he ain't part of this shit. We had a fucking civil, we've been having a civil rights movement since, what, 2012? And he ain't talked about none of that fucking shit.
Ain't mentioned not a one police brutality name.
No.
No, does that, no activists.
Does that sound like a black man? He accused Rick Ross of being racist the other day.
Yeah, he did. Drake is a white woman.
Yes. Like,
that's the bottom. That is the bottom line.
Right. And that's why that Rick Ross white boy thing is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then I get why people on face value would look at it as you're invalidating our blackness because we're mixed race or we have white moms and everything. And I don't think that's what Kendrick is saying at all. He's just saying that is a white man. No, no, that's what Rick Ross is saying. That is a white man.
Yeah.
Kendrick is just being like, you ain't us.
You ain't trying to be on this side of things.
No. You stay across that border in that big ass fucking house and you think you the shit, but you lonely.
Yeah.
You're fucking Batman. Which is also funny that Bird hates Batman, but is a fan of the real life Bruce Wayne. Bird, how does that make you feel? Drake walking around in a goddamn bat cave with fucking planes and shit. Sound familiar?
Oh, God. Twitter is finna go up in flames. Twitter is finna be on fire for the next 3 days.
My goal right now is to make sure that Bird is kicked off Twitter for the fourth or fifth, possibly the last time, because he has made my life hell. So it's time for payback. You're a fan of the real life Batman, Bird. How does that make you feel? All these years of hate against Batman and you bumping Bruce Wayne in the whip. Sad. Was that crazy? I feel like that might have been crazy.
I think it's going to be funny. I think it's going to be hilarious.
But yeah, this dude is not part of the culture, man.
Yeah.
And let's just be real about that. Now, how Drake can prove that he's part of the culture? Drop a fucking dope ass response. Mm. Go for the head, nigga. Real shit, as a rap fan, I want Drake to respond. And yeah. I want him to go full force and try to end Kendrick.
Put it on the floor. Now is the time.
Right.
Y'all done been back and forth twice. Like, bring the fire.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Like Wu-Tang.
Do you think he'll respond, though? Like, truly?
I think so. I really think we'll probably get two more responses. One response from Drake, and hopefully Kendrick ends it. And then everything is going to settle. I think most people are going to look at it as a stalemate.
Mm.
But it's fun for the culture.
Yeah.
Like, look at, like, we've been talking about the last few years about how the girlies been running rap.
Truly.
And I think under a certain age, the girlies will continue to run rap. But the sad and tragic part is a lot of the men greats that probably would have been contributing to the culture, a lot of them died because of drugs and other unfortunate circumstances. So the people remaining, like in real life, are the black women. And we are the older generation now. Millennials are older.
Mm-hmm.
And our greats are competing for the GOAT standpoint. J. Cole has already disqualified himself. And that's fine. But he's not involved in this conversation anymore. So he is officially three. Hate to say it. Hope I don't sound ridiculous. And you bow out of the GOAT conversation?
He forfeited.
Now, do I understand why? Absolutely.
Hell yeah. That nigga protecting his peace.
You got biracial people posting their parents' pictures to prove that they black.
Yeah.
That is, hey, it's some sick, nasty business going on. And I don't like to see that shit, but that's just showing how impactful this shit is. J. Cole saw the, look, it's just like, he liked to be called Simba. It's like, instead of Simba looking to be like, what's that dark area over there? And then actually going, he was like, nah, I ain't going over there.
He said, I'm going towards the light.
Right. Elephant graveyard.
I'm going to where the light is.
He said, I ain't worried about no stampede, nigga. He said, I'm staying far away from this shit.
I mean, honestly, I think that was definitely a smart move.
And based on how he conducts himself, I think that's in line with his character.
But also at the same time, I feel like it would have been cool to witness a J. Cole Kendrick beef off.
Oh, it would have been nice.
Two lyrical niggas.
Right. Bro, if J. Cole had rescinded that diss, he might have caught the bad end of the fucking beef.
He would have, for sure.
Like, Kendrick would have went for the head for J. Cole.
Yeah.
And then saved a piece to knock out Drake later.
Yeah.
Because J. Cole would have been the light work. And he would have beat the fuck out of that nigga. Now, J. Cole could have came back. But J. Cole didn't have it in him. And I respect you for knowing that about yourself. So, I'm going to give you a pass, little light-skinned nigga. No, I do respect J. Cole. But that bitch Drake, I don't respect that nigga.
Yeah. It's got to be a point at which Drake will turn all this around. Can he be saved? Or is it too late?
It's too late. He gone. No, just playing. He can.
Like, now, what I want from Drake is for him to come out with a very well produced body of work. And I think he needs a whole image change at this point.
He's not going to do that, though. He's already.
Yeah, he's too far in.
He's the king.
He's getting the validation that he wants where he's at.
I don't think he's better than Kendrick, but in pop culture, Drake is the king. I don't like that Kendrick fans and, I mean, that Drake fans and pop culture people try to make it seem like Kendrick is a bum, though. They peers, but yeah. They're peers in different ways.
Yeah.
Kendrick is the critical darling and looked at as more of an artist than Drake. And I think that's what bothers Drake. Mm. I know it bothers his fans because that's why Bird is going
going in circles.
Bird is having a meltdown.
Absolutely.
We're just going to call Bird the Drake avatar at this point.
Yeah.
OVO Bird.
He's going through a similar meltdown that Drake went through. Just talking. Into the abyss.
He believed the shit he talked about, though. That's the wildest part.
And what's crazy is people really be disagreeing with him, like, more often than not.
And he still don't care. Chaos, bro.
You know, gotta give props to the man for just being who he is. Honestly, because he don't switch up. That's one thing about him. He don't switch up.
Right. He going full sport. Like, he like, nah, fuck that shit. It don't matter how reasoned, well thought out of an argument. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
That nigga's like, this is my belief. And that's it. That's the bottom line.
And you gotta let a nigga like that just be himself. So I respect Bird, but I don't respect Drake. Fuck that nigga. And I hope Drake go for the head. I hope Drake try to end Kendrick. because Kendrick will push that button.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, Drake can't meme his way out of this shit. He can't IG his way out of this shit. It's akin to the Pusha thing. And plus, every time I think about it, that picture of Drake in blackface is the most insane picture in hip hop history.
That video of Drake saying nigga with a hard R also was weird. I was like, oh, wow.
Or the video where he's talking with Peter Rosenberg and he's talking about like how Jewish he is.
Mm-hmm.
Not knocking a person for their religion or their beliefs or their culture. We let a lot of bullshit slide. I'll just say that.
When also did Rick Ross and Drake fall off? Because Ross was on Take Care. On is it Underground King? No.
Yeah.
And I know the song.
Lord knows. Drake and Rick Ross have the best collaborations of anybody in rap, outside of Rick Ross and Jay-Z.
So what happened between them though? They got Ross wanting to jump in so bad. Finally started seeing the facade.
They said that he put that cease and desist out for French Montana for their song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what started everything.
Hmm.
But I think really just Rick Ross I think everybody peep game that they don't like the way how this nigga moves.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at it, the only peer that was willing to be around Drake like that after a certain point was J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Just because this nigga just a lovable ass nigga. Oh, happy, good luck.
My biracial brother.
Right. We have similarities. Cousin. Cousin.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to other biracial people like that, but it's just funny sometimes, you know? let me just clarify. It's not, okay, I don't want to do that, okay?
All right, because I feel like we do need to address this at some point.
It's a community. I think we can all agree that there is a sense of biracial community.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Like
they all have the same struggles.
Yeah, and it's a struggle I can't understand, but I could see how people see themselves in other people,
right?
And they don't like their experiences being invalidated. I completely can respect that. Same with like light skinned people. Like, and I do hate that, like on Twitter especially, people have been doing this real weird like racial science shit, acting like if you don't have four black grandparents, you're not black, or
they be measuring your distance from blackness.
It's giving real like eugenics type bullshit.
Yeah.
And I do not rock with any of that bullshit. I have been very vocal about my dislike from some elements of light skinned people, but that is a result of colorism being against me. And I don't like to talk about it a lot because it is hurtful. I don't think people realize what it's like to grow up as a dark-skinned black person in this country or in the world. Like, as a kid, there were people comparing like my skin color to human feces.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying light-skinned people haven't dealt with their own issues and had people be very ugly and mean to them. But the level of colorism, there's no such thing as reverse colorism.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that struggle. I don't understand fully the struggle of women my shade and their experiences, because it's been way worse for women. Mm-hmm. After a certain age, as a black man, because of my skin color, I am looked at as desirable mm-hmm. to all women. Because dark skin is equated to masculinity mm-hmm. in a way that a lot of black men enjoy being fetishized. A lot of dark-skinned black men enjoy being fetishized. We were looked at as undesirable as kids.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that...
So now you finally get to reap the benefits of it.
Yeah, and you don't look back at it. But the bad thing is they be throwing women our color and our shade under the bus. Mm-hmm. Looking for lighter skin and more traditionally desired races in women.
Mm. It's even deeper... with women too, because like as far as just the physical aspect, like you can, there's so many things put in place to make sure that the darker skin black women don't have self-confidence. Like it's harder for darker skin black women to find makeup that fits them, or hair colors if they want to change their hair color. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be more careful about so many things. The color you put on your fingernail, like, it's so much more calculation and moving around as a black woman.
I saw one TikTok of, I wish I could remember the name of the brand, but it was a brand ran by, I believe, an Asian lady. It's a makeup line. Mm-hmm. And some people had criticized me and like, y'all don't have shades lighter than basically paper bag tests, the color of this desk. And it was women around my color being like, this is how it looks on us. Like, y'all do better.
Yeah. Because it was basically just black liquid.
Yeah.
I saw that too. It was just black liquid.
So they made, so the woman who owned the company, who was like, okay, I'll give y'all darker colors, and made colors, if y'all were watching this, the color of this mic, literally, like, black. And it was a woman about my shade, put that black paint on, and I started getting a visceral gut reaction, because it looked like she was putting black face on.
Yep.
Another thing about growing up in this colorist fucking society, I hate images of blackface. That's not, that skin color is not far off from my natural skin color. Mm-hmm. Before I started smoking, I had red ass fucking lips. Mm-hmm. Like, these are ugly depictions of people that look like me. Yeah, light-skinned people don't have that struggle. And I'm not invalidating your blackness. I'm just saying that there is no equivalent to light-skinned depictions as hideous as that.
Yeah, light-skinned people have not been painted to be undesirable.
At no point in society, at any time. It's
always been the opposite.
And even, like, not to... Look, I be being messy about light-skinned niggas. Like I said, those are things that God is working on me with. But at the same time, they still getting play. I just have decided in my hatred that I will never give you niggas any fucking praise. Fuck you. Get it out the mud, nigga. You'll be all right. Like somebody said... the other day, they were like, they were calling us, what's it called? They were calling us burnouts and, streaks as kids. Yeah. Y'all be all right. I walk in the classroom, people turn the lights off and say, where'd you go?
Right.
Multiple times to where I was just like, I didn't even get mad at a certain point because I'm like, y'all are the dumbest motherfuckers alive.
Yeah.
But that shit hurts when you're like in middle school. What does that do to your self-confidence? Maybe that's why I'm in fucking therapy now. Could be.
Could be
why I go on rants against light-skinned people every fucking episode. You think that shit's cool, nigga? You think that's bitching?
Yeah.
Is this the truth, bro? So, like, I am not minimizing light-skinned people. I understand y'all are black. I understand all that shit. But it's just like that shit with Amanda Seals. Some of that shit's falling on deaf ears because it's sounding real. They don't like me because I'm light-skinned. Mm-hmm. You're right. No, I'm just playing.
Man.
Speaking of Amanda Seals, we got to revisit something.
She.
So.
She did the most.
As soon as we got done recording that last episode, like a couple hours, I finally saw part of that live where she said she was not officially diagnosed with autism. And I got so goddamn angry. What time?
After literally saying it, 2 o'clock, 2:04. After literally saying it on an interview that was going to be broadcast everywhere. You had a clinical diagnosis.
And then made all of us feel like Shannon was trying to undermine her when he was literally asking, so you got a clinical diagnosis, and she was like, yeah, there are clinical diagnoses for autism. And he was like, so you got a clinical diagnosis? She's like, yeah. Fuck you, bro. Like,
she stood 10 toes down on that,
knowing that she was lying.
And then the reasoning for her not getting testing
is as equally infuriating as anything.
So it's like, it be shit like that, because y'all go on these rants and shit in these interviews or wherever else you want to go on your rants. Like, you're trying to perpetuate advocacy for these different types of character development and whatever disabilities within the community that people don't typically recognize, because for a long time, autism was not something for everybody, not just black people. For a long time, autism was not something that we were super familiar with.
Right. For a long time, people would be able to recognize that somebody was clearly neurologically different. But also, we were basically in the dark ages where we were still using the R word and things like that. And then having self-contained classrooms and things like that.
Yeah.
So people were in, it was the dark ages for neurodiversity. So since then, I'm glad people have started doing testing and even accepting doctors' diagnoses for things.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something relatively new. And self-diagnoses are important in one way. You can self-diagnose on certain things.
Yeah.
You, like, all humans are capable of experiencing depression or anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have more in-depth anxiety or depression, and we seek medical and professional help for those things. But those are things that all humans can experience.
Yeah, but in the black community, we were not hip to none of that for a very long time.
No, it was.
That's what pisses me off about what she did, because it's like, we are still in an era where we need people to come out about this shit, because it does explain a lot of what happens in the black community with these different personalities and different mental illnesses and whatever else. Like, it does help people to understand and connect and be able to have better control over their lives, because Black people have been through a lot of trauma. Trauma has been passed down, and it manifests itself in different ways, but especially in things like anxiety, depression, social anxiety, which a lot of people associate with autism. So it's just like, you were opening up about that experience to the community, just to go back and let us know that you lied about it.
And then for her to say the thing about she hadn't done the testing because she didn't want to spend $10,000 to be diagnosed, for one, sounds bullshit.
Yeah.
Because
her reasoning, like, come on.
It don't. From experience, I know some people, it doesn't take that much money to get a clinical diagnosis. Also, in things like insurance and things, Amanda Seals has been an actor since she was 8-9 years old. She's part of SAG. She has health care. You think it's going to cost her that much money to get a diagnosis? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
And even if it did,
she got the money.
She got the money. So it's just like, you, not only does it seem like you don't even care enough to make sure that what you're experiencing connects to autism, but you did that shit maliciously to get people to sympathize with you.
Yes.
And that's why I was on such a fence with how I felt about some of the things she was saying in that interview, because I was like, you know, she is expressing her experience and, you know, Hollywood, the Black Hollywood space, and most of it has been on the less fortunate side. But then I also was like, she's also giving pick me at the same time.
Right.
And that just panders to that pick me shit. Somebody please feel sorry for me and the way that I was treated, because now you knowing that not only was I treated this way, but I was treated this way as an autistic person, you think that that's gonna really light fires under people's asses to feel even more sorry for you.
It's the lightest skin shit I've ever heard in my life.
You couldn't have done that in any other way, though.
But you know what? Also, even shooting bail to people who have self-diagnosed, which I think is a slippery and dangerous slope. It is one thing if she had gotten up there and was like, I feel like I may be on the autism spectrum, and left it like that. Because that would have gave her the leeway of, yeah. I'm not saying I've been clinically diagnosed, but I've noticed some things that are similar with me and other neurodivergent people.
Plus, autism is not something that you can self-diagnose.
No!
There's too much bias.
Exactly. For one,
but also, that's just not how it fucking works. Now, it's different for you to be able to be like, I think I might be clinically depressed. But autism?
It's...
Because for one, there's so many types of autism also.
It's a spectrum. So it goes from, it's just like
nonverbal.
Yeah.
Non-functioning.
And there's people higher on the spectrum who you wouldn't probably know are autistic. It's not a one size fits all thing. So for you to just lump yourself into that is nasty. And then plus, just like I've said, I have autistic people in my family. And because they were able to be clinically diagnosed at a young age, they are thriving in adulthood, and they will be able to live alone and have fully fulfilled lives, because they were lucky enough to have a black mom who had means and access to healthcare and other things and didn't shy away from noticing that their child was different and wanting to make sure that their child had the best outcome for life. And they weren't jaded by some of older generations being like, yeah, they're different, but you know, it's okay or whatever. And that's not addressing any issue because you're afraid of, can you afford that issue? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the way I grew up, I ain't gonna say like we didn't go to the doctor or nothing, but it was also a lot of, we gonna pray it away. And a lot of us grew up like that. And that's why some people that find out they were diagnosed with autism or ADHD or other things as kids, and their parents decided not to.
Yeah.
And they've been struggling. Like, I know somebody that they found out, they're like, oh, yeah, you were diagnosed with ADHD when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. And they've been struggling as adults. And then they find that out and they almost feel betrayed.
Yep.
So yeah, don't play with some of that shit, man. Don't be out here doing that shit. And I know like on the TikToks, people love to self-diagnose some shit or diagnose other people, which is also equally as nasty. Like, bro, it's a lot of good information that came from Tumblr and now TikTok. But it's also a lot of bad information, or good information in the wrong hands is just as bad as bad information. Mm-hmm. So we got to do better as adults. And to be honest, I believe that as millennials, as we get older, we just got to be better adults, man. We got to get some of this shit under control. Like the way that people are just, like, I've noticed it with like the hip hop journalism and some of the things, like even with like the Kendrick shit, people are just moving in nasty ways and people don't know anything. Like I was talking to Bird actually, but I was like, it's a lot of babies and fools out here. Like people that don't know shit about shit and they talk loudly. Like, it was one, somebody was, playing on the Kendrick, line where he was talking about, I like the Drake with the harmonies, not the Drake that's trying to be gangster.
Yeah.
And then they were like, not I the bet. Drake
that's trying to be tough.
Right. And they were like, I bet he be in the house conflicted when Tootsie Slide comes on. And then all these dumbasses were in the, comments. Talking about, yeah, I bet he really wanted to dance. And I was like, oh, y'all don't realize Tootsie Slide was about a drive-by. That's exactly what Kendrick was talking about. Drake trying to be tough and literally...
Nobody's...
Think about how many lines Drake has made about being in drive-bys. Sicko Mode. He's talking about doing a drive-by.
Drake ain't never done a drive-by in his life.
No. And the funniest thing about Sicko Mode was Kanye in the most lucid part of Kanye in the last 10 years was like, this nigga's talking about doing a drive-by on me. And he was really being honest. Drake made a song about doing a drive-by on Kanye West. And everybody was just like, Kanye's fucking wild. He's telling the truth.
Damn.
Imagine that level of gaslighting happening to you where you hear a song and you're like, this nigga's talking about me. And then people are like, come on, Kanye, you tripping. You're like, no, I know for sure. This nigga is talking about me.
Yeah.
Bust the left at the light.
Yeah.
This is when he lived down the street from...
We remember.
Bro, Drake has been moving nasty out here.
Checks over stripes, we remember.
just imagine, like, how big Sicko Mode still is. You would just go places, and you're hearing a song about a drive-by on you and your family. And people are like, bust a right at the light. Check silver stripes.
Drake is a fraud.
He's a wannabe tough ass nigga.
That's a fraudulent nigga.
And y'all look up to that nigga. That is despicable behavior. It's suckerific behavior.
For sure.
Hey, nigga, stop. He's trying to fluff the carpet.
Yeah.
But yeah, fraudulent ass, fake ass, wannabe mob ass Drake in goddamn Toronto. Nasty business, bro. Bro, I need to get off social media.
That's why I don't really be on Twitter as much.
Twitter is the worst place in the world. That is what they need to be banning. Fuck TikTok, nigga.
It's too much happening over there at once. And not to mention all these fucking ads and promoted tweets and shit. Like, all this fucking porn and every other five tweets is a nigga talking about some click this thread to view this and...
Bro.
Going up under comments trying to, like, follow a conversation, but it's so many random comments going on within... It's too much. It's too much.
It's like that video of me like, take me out. This is too much. I don't want to be here. Like, bro, I had to... this was probably about a year or so ago. It's when the porn really started getting bad on, like, Twitter. I had to go, like, my settings and make it to where, like, none of that shit be slipping through with me.
Yeah.
But it took me, like, I had to, like, log in on a desktop and, like, go through and filter my shit to where I just don't be seeing wild shit. Thank God. At one point, I was seeing the things that everybody else was talking about. And that's why when people were, like, when they started threads, they'd be like, but what about the porn? I was like, y'all niggas watching this much porn on Twitter? and it was not like a I'm built different type thing. It was just, I wasn't seeing this shit how I was at one point. Because at one point I started like questioning myself, like, is my algorithm where I'm just a horny bastard? Where mm-hmm. I just see it? It's like, nah, nigga. That's why the other day when Big Sean said, yo, what is up with all this porn? Like, I can't even open this app around people.
Literally.
And people were like, well, that means that nigga must be watching. They're like, no.
It's too much. This is not what Twitter is for.
Right. Like, bro, I'm supposed to get on here and talk about music takes and TV takes. I don't want to see goddamn niggas' dicks everywhere. Like, what the fuck?
I think that also stemmed from just the OnlyFans spike, because people started using every platform to promote their OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's just some nasty, like, these porn bots and these gun bots and all these other drug bots and shit. Elon Musk ruined fucking Twitter, and I think he did that shit on purpose.
I agree.
I think he did that shit also right in time for the election, because the misinformation that's out here. What do you feel about all of these protests on college campuses?
I don't know anything about that. What's going on?
A lot of college campuses, a lot of kids have been camping out, like, on the quads, trying to force the administrations of these colleges to divest from Israel.
Mm.
Because they are funding, in their words, a genocide, which I do. I believe they're all funding a genocide. But they're doing more so like the elements of, there's a long history of student protests.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, people were trying to force universities to divest from South Africa
mm-hmm.
because they were funding an apartheid regime. And also Nelson Mandela was still in prison. In the 60s, people were speaking out against Vietnam. They also believe they were funding a genocide at that point, and it was students who, literally, The anniversary of it from 68 was the other day. At Columbia, they took hold of a building and demanded that Columbia divest. Well, Columbian students the other day did the exact same thing, and the NYPD went in that motherfucker, busting it up. And when they were mobilizing the troops, it was looking like it was about to be ugly and a lot of students were about to die.
Yeah.
There's protest yesterday at the University of Alabama where both sides of the protest were screaming, fuck Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not good. But my whole thing also is, all these people who are saying fuck Joe Biden, I get it. Don't get me wrong. But what's next? Because I mean, we know who the two people running are. Like, we know the two people that are running.
Yeah.
And you are not going to convince me that they're one and the same. Cuz one of them, if y'all let that motherfucker get power again, he will finish the job.
Lives will be ruined.
People will die. And I know people will be like, well, people are dying now. More people will die. Because the day that, like today they're coming after me, they'll be coming after you next. Mm-hmm. And it won't stop. They'll ban fucking abortion all around this country. Women will die. Not even from abortions, but from pregnancy complications, but because doctors do not want to be sued or locked up, more women will die. They will come after our gay friends and family members, our trans friends and family members. They'll come after black and brown people. But they all just the same. No, they're not. Y'all niggas gotta wake the fuck up.
It's just so much unrest in the world.
Right. And then my life is chaotic in itself. I can't break. I'm done. Take me out of it.
We need the universe to go into its soft life era at this point. Because what?
I need the universe to get in its feminine energy. Because
it's too masculine.
Yeah, it's way too masculine.
Hyper masculine around here these days.
Right. It's hypersexual, hyper masculine, toxic masculine. This, it's like the four horsemen of toxic masculinity. And behold, I saw a white horse.
Yeah, I don't be on Twitter as much, so some shit I'm just so lost on, and I actually appreciate that.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our links and merchandise at www.thesuburbanpodcast.com. You can also get your listens in on any of these streaming services, such as Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Subscribe.